Welcome back, everyone. We continue with our candidate interviews here. And I think all of the right buttons are pushed right now as we conclude. This will be our final interview for this session. We have this will be our 12th interview today. A candidate for Three Rivers School District position number one is Nigel Von Ruska. And I believe we have him on the phone with us right now. Nigel, are you with us?
Yes, sir, Chuck. I appreciate you guys. I was feeling under the weather today, and I didn't want to get anybody else sick.
Well, we thank you.
So I appreciate it. Thank you.
We thank you for the advance notice and caring for our own health. Why are you running for school board?
Well, Chuck, it sort of started about 3 years ago. I mean, a little before that, too. Other parents have asked me to. But when I ran for commissioner, I met a lot of great people. And Holly Morton and Victoria Marshall were two of them I met. And they mentioned, hey, if there's a spot open, maybe one day you'd be willing to run. Well, time flies, and 3 years later, here we are. And you know, I don't want to back out on a promise or anything. And I have been around kids for well over 18 years coaching soccer in the Illinois Valley, which is Zone 1, the district I will be representing. And I have kids that have kids now that go to that school. They're school teachers that I have taught over the years. So I'm really invested in the community that way. And I've seen the disappointment in the schools by going to the school board meetings the last couple of years. That's how I met Mariah Rossi, what an excellent candidate. And Rick Nelson, I also met him too. And wonderful candidates we have. This is Three Rivers' chance.
All right. What do you have a goal should you be elected to the school board? What would you like to achieve?
Okay, I would like to get discipline back into schools. So the discipline is lacking. And bullying isn't even like the olden days bullying anymore with social media and certain people just don't get in trouble anymore, Chuck. So we need to get the teachers some more power where they can discipline the children better. And also the grades. The grades have to be, there can't be any third or fourth chances on a test. In the real world, we take a test, we fail it, we deal with it, we study harder, hopefully we improve. So the kids aren't learning that. And the kids that are, well, by the grace of God, they have good parents. So we have to cross that bridge. And the reading problem, I mean, it starts early. So we have to get these children reading quicker with competitions, touching the kids' hearts, getting them wanting to read. And if we're a poor community, I'll tell you what, you better learn how to read in order to get unpoor.
You know, I've talked to candidates for both the District 7 and the Three Rivers School District, and reading comes up time after time after time. How do you improve the reading? And, of course, that has to start early.
Okay, well, I have grandkids, and one's about 6 years old right now, and I can see how some boys are a little more squirmy. The boys and girls, as we know, they learn at different rates. So tapping into some of the girls' advantage of reading early and working with the boys maybe a little bit later, not forcing on them as hard. I've noticed that. But you have to get it to them young, and you got to make them want to do it. It can't be an inconvenience for them. And then also the cell phone introduction to these children, it's a whole new game we're dealing with. So everything we're trying to say that we can and what we think we can do, if we don't stop the cell phones, we're not going to improve the situation, Chuck.
What's your stance on cell phones in the classroom right now? Should they be there at all?
Not at all. No way. When I coach soccer, we don't use the phones at all when we're playing. And I think we have to implement that as soon as possible so we stand a chance. And see, the kids can be texting each other in class and say one kid says something bad about the other. Next thing you know, you have a fight out of the blue. And as a teacher, that's difficult to have 20, maybe 30 kids that all can communicate silently to each other. And that's an impossible situation for the teachers. So we have to free the teachers' hands up, give them ability to teach because, I mean, they are teachers.
All right. Do you take the cell phones away even during open periods or during lunch periods?
I would believe so. I think we've made it to that point, and some people may want to disagree with it, but I think parents are on board now because they're losing their children, and time flies. And if you don't spend that time with your kids, you're going to blink, and next thing you know, they'll be 25, like my daughter. It just flies. It's we have to do this. There's no and, ifs, or buts about it, Chuck.
We've talked about reading. Are there other areas in the curriculum that you would like to see changed or adjusted, you know, from kindergarten through 12?
Okay, well, the math, of course, is beautiful, but the health clinics, Mariah was talking about it earlier. And I had a daughter, and I went through that. And I was always dealing with these health clinics the whole time. And sure, it was different 20 years ago, but that was some of the very beginning at Evergreen. And I was always bumping heads with them. And I'm the parent that is always in there sort of harassing the school guys, but not as many parents do that. So we got to get those parents more involved. So all the mental health and turning our kids into hypochondriacs, that doesn't work. The kids think it's cool to have 2 to 3 ailments. That is not cool. That is just unnecessary. And not to mention all the transgender and all this other social engineering that they're doing, Chuck, that will lead to mental behavior, and that is the market that they're in.
As a school board member, what can you do to affect that?
Okay, well, that would be policy. If all the board members are on the same team and we know how to write our words properly, the library associations and them, they're going to pull the trigger, and they will try to sue us as quick as possible and maybe just be a threat. But we just got to realize that if we're doing our job, somebody out there may try to sue Three Rivers School District. And that's the risk we got to take, because these are our kids and other people's kids in this Illinois Valley and your area out there too. And not to mention the property owners of this county, we owe it to them. They are the stakeholders.
All right. What about, we've talked about with several candidates, controversial books in the library right now. How should that be controlled? Should they be restricted? Should they not be there at all? Should they have open access?
I say they shouldn't be there at all. There's no reason for it, especially with such low reading standards and low math standards. I mean, it's pointless, and it's wrong.
All right. You've talked about teaching different things here. Are we talking about curriculum, or are we talking about additional training for teachers or different teachers? As a school board member, where's your stance there?
Well, the curriculum needs to be changed. And we can't be taking, for example, like the critical race theory. I think that's the 1619 project, if your folks want to look that up, on critical race theory. And that's just sort of a bunch of journalists that got together and came up with this critical race theory. I think they published a book in 2019 in August, and now they use that as curriculum. That's just ridiculous. These people really do not have too much experience. So, yeah, the curriculum has to get looked over completely.
All right. Let's talk about funding, first of all, for the Three Rivers School District, and that seems to be an ongoing situation here after the failed levy request last November. What condition are the schools in, and how do we fix them?
Okay, so we have the leaky roof. Even when I went to high school in 90 to 94, we had trash cans collecting water also. So it's sort of nothing new, but the one thing we got to realize this is if we're asking the taxpayers for more money in order to do something for the school, when we get money, we teach the kids bad things. It's a no-brainer. Why would the taxpayers even give us an extra dime when we're teaching the kids to be, let's just say, unmoral, and we're not teaching them how to read, and we're not teaching them math? So we're not upholding our end of our contract as teachers, administration, board members, all that. None of us are. So as a taxpayer, and I look at my mom and all of my older friends, for them to actually take money from their food, basically is what it amounts to. They want a good education. They want to know that these kids are getting what their money is put into. So, I mean, the art of the deal would be is get all of this out of Three Rivers District. No more library books. No more health center. No more forcing our kids into becoming hypochondriacs. Okay? And then discipline. And then maybe we can come to the taxpayers and ask that. But until then, they'll never do it.
Right. You have about a minute and 20 seconds left of our 10-minute conversation this morning. Give me the overriding reasons why I should vote for Nigel Van Ruska for Three Rivers School District number one board member.
Okay, well, I've been invested with the kids. Some say I'm very excellent with the kids, you know, kid whisperer type. I have 5 grandkids. I was a single father of daughters that went to Three Rivers School District. I had one daughter that got in trouble, one that got a 4.0. So I know both ends of the spectrum. I've been that parent that gets called into the office, not once, twice, or 3 times, but more than that. So I understand that perspective. And I think by going to football games, soccer games, and all these things, I can mingle with the parents. And it doesn't matter if you're a poor parent or a rich parent. I could communicate great with any one of those folks and bring everybody to the table. and actually have fun while we're doing this. That's got to be the main goal. Education needs to be fun again, Chuck.
All right, you want to make it fun again and communicate. You've got 30 seconds left if you want to use them.
Okay, yes, sir. I want to say I am endorsed by the Republican Party. We just got endorsed last night through a vote. I'm also endorsed by the Oregon Right to Life, and I believe in bringing in value and ethics and discipline to the school like it was sort of in the olden days. And so I support all the candidates who are running for three board, also Three River School Board. Great candidates. If we could all get elected in,
all right,
I think we can make something beautiful happen.
Thank you very much. Nigel von Ruska, a candidate for Three River School District Division Number 1 on the May ballot. You've been listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon.